ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्प्रायश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्टिकी। Today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1 entitled Creation, Chapter 6, Conversation between Narada and Vyasa, Text Number 1. Suta Vacha Evam Nishamya Bhagavan Evam Nishamya Bhagavan भूय प्रपच्यतं ब्रह्मन् भूय प्रपच्यतं ब्रह्मन् व्यासः सत्यवती सुतः सूतः उवाच सूतसे एवं दास निशम्य हियरिंग भगवान द पावरफुल इंकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड देवर्षे ऑफ द ग्रेट सेज among the gods, janma, birth, karma, work, cha, bhuyaha, again, papracha, ask, tam, him, brahman, O brahmanas, vyasaha, vyaste, satyavati sutaha, the son of Satyavati. Translation and purport by Swami Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sutta says, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Translation, please repeat. Sutta says, O Brahmana, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God, and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Purport. Vyasadeva was further inquisitive to know about the perfection of Naradji, and therefore he wanted to know about him more and more. In this chapter, Naradji will describe how he was able to have a brief audience with the Lord while he was absorbed in the transcendental thought of separation from the Lord, and when it was very painful for him. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मोकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर starting a new chapter today, chapter 6, conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. So in previous chapter, Narada Muni gave different instructions to Vyasadeva because he was very despondent even after writing so much subject matter about the Veda, the Vedic literature. He was still not satisfied. So in previous chapter, there were different instructions given by Narada Muni, and description was there how he met the Bhakti Vedantas and he got their mercy by taking their remnants. So this chapter, further, today's verse, we see how Suta Goswami, who is addressing all the sages in the forest of Naimisharanya, he is describing that. Okay, further, actually, Vyasadeva is inquiring. So first, he, when Narada Muni approached Vyasadeva, when he was in stressed condition, so his first question that he asked was to, you know, why am I not satisfied? He had some idea. He said, is it because I haven't glorified Krishna sufficiently? So then he explained, yes, that is the prime reason why you are not fully satisfied. So now here, further actually, after hearing from Narada Muni, Vyasadeva understood, and his inquisitiveness is increasing. So this is actually the right mood how a disciple should hear from spiritual master. The inquisitiveness should keep increasing. So at no point disciple can say, okay, that's it, I've heard enough. That's it, now I know what my Guru Maharaj wants. No, actually, whole life actually, Vyasadeva is showing this example how even in his position, after writing so much literature, he is further asking questions. And now what question he asks? So basically, first when he heard about Narada Muni's life history, Narada Muni himself told that, okay, I was born as the son of a Shudra woman. And then further he spoke how he met Bhakti Vedantas and like that. So here it says, the second line of today's verse, Devarshi Janma Karmacha. So Devarshi. So now in this life, Narada Muni is a Devarshi. So what does Devarshi mean? He's the great sage among the gods, the Rishi among the Devas. He's one of the demigods, but he is also a great sage, son of Brahma. It's a very pure soul. He's like example of a pure devotee. He's a jiva, but he's like fully purified. So he's so pure, he can go anywhere at his will. He has full freedom. As much as Lord has, he, because Lord empowers such pure souls, so he also exhibits such powers. We see in the example how when Chitraketu's son died, the sages Narada Muni, Angira Muni, they were there, and they put momentarily, they put by their power, they were so powerful, they put life into that dead son, and then he spoke philosophy which actually affected Chitraketu. So these sages, these purified devotees, they are very powerful. They are empowered by Lord. So that's why Vyasadeva is actually asking further about his life. We'll see in further verses in next few days that how he actually inquires. So this is importance is that we must understand the life of a devotee also. So we see how Srila Prabhupada, we have Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Why do we read such a massive, now it's in two volumes, massive book? You can just read other books, but no, we read about pure devotees because their life is totally dedicated to service of Krishna, that's why. So we cannot separate Krishna and devotees. Krishna is never alone. Mm-hmm. So Krishna is always with devotees. We cannot separate Krishna's name, Krishna's form, his qualities, his paraphernalia, his associates, all his entourage is non-different from him. So we cannot separate, like we will only hear about Krishna and his qualities. No, the devotees actually are very important. We must understand the life of devotees. So that's why here Vyasadeva is saying, Suta Goswami is saying, you know, Devashir Janma Karma Cha. So his birth, how he was born, three lives of Narad Muni are described. When he was a Gandharva, then he fell down, he became a son of a Shudra woman, and then he became Narad Muni, son of Brahma. So these three lives are described. So much detail is there because it's very important. So we must know how Krishna himself appears, as in Bhagavad Gita it says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvata. So that one who knows about the appearance of Krishna and his activities. So what happens if you know? Chaktva Deham Punar Janmane Ti Maam Eti Sovajan. So if we know the activities and appearance of Krishna, then after this life, we won't take birth in this material world. Maam Eti Sovajana, that you will come to me on my supreme abode. That's Krishna's promise in Bhagavad Gita. So same way, Janma Karma, these activities and appearance of a devotee are also very important to understand, a pure devotee. Because that's it's completely in relation to Krishna. From birth itself, actually a devotee who born in a devotee family, from birth he just does his... If in previous life there has been a history of devotional service, so the spirit soul continues it. A devotee continues life after life. So that's why it's very important that how actually your devotee is, he is acting in various circumstances, like the history of different devotees, Vidura, Pandava, it's given because then we can relate to our life. Okay, now we are going through this, so how to apply the lessons learned from their lives, like that. So here in Narad Muni's life, so we see, so he totally changed from a born as a Shudra boy to Devarshi, sage among the gods. So we see they are different. Generally people want to change their situation from not so good to like very good. You see different, of course physically they want to change. If someone is very fat, you know, they go to gym, and then you see these different pictures before and after, you know, before he was like this, or you know, some old people, they do different plastic surgery, and then you see different, you know, chin was hanging, now see it's tucked in, before and after. So people see, you know, they're attracted, oh, okay, so then I can also do like that. I can also be attractive physically or in other areas. So here Narad Muni's story, we see total change before and after. He was born in one of the lowest possible circumstances. A Shudra is fourth class. So he's born as a Shudra and he became a Devarshi. So it's very important to understand how actually he became Devarshi. So basically he applied himself very nicely to the process of bhakti. So in second chapter, it's described all those sequence of verses, Shushusho Shadda Dhanasya Vasudev Katharichi. When one develops this attraction by attentive hearing, when one develops this attachment for Krishna Katha, then further his anarthas go away from heart, and then Nashta Prayashu Abaddeshu, like that. So then there's nishtha is there, then further asakti and bhava, prema, like that. So here Narad Muni's example, it's perfectly being shown that how from carefully attentive hearing he developed. He actually, here in Purport Prabhupada writes, he actually had a brief audience of Lord within that life. He was born as a Shudra, so that his body was actually, if you can externally you see, that's a body taking birth in a Shudra family, Shudra, from a Shudra mother, but he could see Krishna. So that's very important. And then he developed, we will later discuss that, about love and separation. So he had some, because Lord appeared just momentarily and then he disappeared. Then he had so much separation. So it says, and how it was very painful for him, that separation. But that's the spiritual pain. We'll discuss a little more later. So like that. So Narad Muni is actually exhibiting that how by applying perfectly this process of bhakti, by carefully hearing, starting from Shravana, Kirtanam, then he actually attained perfection. So basically, any fortunate soul who approaches Krishna, there are four types of people. Yesterday Surya Gopal Prabhu also, he was mentioning. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukriti no arjuna. One who has sukriti, one who has this great fortune. These are four types of people who approach Krishna. One is distressed, one who wants the desirer of wealth, you know, one who is inquisitive, and one who is searching for absolute. So actually, if we ask throughout the world to various devotees, so it is seen that most maximum people who join, who take up Krishna consciousness, is basically they are distressed. So I can see myself. I was very distressed in India. So then nothing was working out. Then I came here to study. Then I became more distressed. So it was total different environment. Then fortunately I got Bhagavad Gita, and so we approached Krishna like that. So, you know, 60-70% is said devotees who join, they are basically in distress, because Krishna consciousness, you can see, they're the happy people. You know, once I was distributing books, so I was in karmic clothes, so one person asked, oh, what is this? Oh, Krishna, yeah, the happy people, yeah, like that. So people know they are the happy people. So Krishna consciousness, from an external view also, it looks very like people are happy. So distressed persons is very attractive. But okay, that's good actually. Krishna says, whoever comes to me is a great soul. He is a mahatma. So in coming to Krishna with distress, that's also good. Main thing is to come to Krishna. But then as we grow in our Krishna consciousness, we must become very deep, and we have to actually develop, we have to put full heart in the process. Because if we are initially, it's okay, we are initially when we start, okay, now in Krishna consciousness, chanting, hearing, there is no distress, you know, material distress. But then, to go further, we have to put full heart into the service that we are doing. Initially, it starts with like a mechanical, you know, we may be in neophyte stage, we may be mechanical in our chanting and other services that we are doing. We don't have taste. But then, if we put our full heart in the service, then, and develop knowledge about Krishna, then that is very desirable. To go beyond the mechanical chanting and mechanical service, we have to put full heart into it. We have to be intelligent, like how to develop more and more attraction. And on Sunday, Prabhu was there, Viraj Krishna Prabhu. He was mentioning that this attraction actually develops by attention. If we pay our attention to holy name and the service we are doing, why we are doing, so then actually that will develop attraction for Krishna, and that service. Krishna is attractive, and devotional service is also very attractive, because that's the pure energy of Krishna. It's very attractive. It even attracts Krishna. Krishna is Madan Mohan, and Madan Mohan Mohini, Bhakti Devi or Radharani, is the symbol of pure devotion. It even attracts Krishna. So that's why we shouldn't be mechanical year after year. We must put full heart and develop knowledge and take advice on how to actually become very sincere. So this hearing process should be done with attention. So we hear, we remember the points and try to apply. So every class or every time we read, we note down or remember. Best is if we note down. As many senses, it is said actually, even in material studies you see, if we, some, you know, students, they practice by writing, they write again and again. So then it, you know, imprints in mind. More senses, if you are speaking something, if you are hearing, writing, seeing, so as many senses as you use, there is more and more samskara impression on the mind, like that. So this hearing has to be in very attentive way. So these are some tips we can take. So these points have to be meditated upon, any important one. So this actually, if we do like this, this hearing process becomes very joyful. You won't feel bored. Hearing process is actually very joyful. So we, and what happens? We develop more and more faith. So initially, whoever comes to Krishna consciousness, the first step, as we see, the 9 steps from Shraddha to Prema. We did recently, Prabhu did the seminar also, Sankarshan Prabhu. Shraddha to Prema. So the first step is Shraddha. Whoever comes to temple has some level of Shraddha or faith. But that faith should grow proportionately, exponentially, it should keep growing. That Krishna will protect me. The faith should always keep growing like that. And with that faith, actually, if we hear Krishna Katha, so then the effect is full effect like that. So actually it is said, so while such hearing, actually if we hear these topics of Krishna with faith, what happens? All the distress from body and mind, from other living entities, just goes away. If we just hear with attention, like that. And also there is one another type of distress, actually, which comes from the false arguments. You see, many people argue, why is Krishna this, that. Actually they get a type of distress. They are, we should actually sympathize rather than becoming angry on them. Should sympathize with them. So here actually there is a statement from Chaitanya Charitamrita which says there is an unhappiness which comes from false arguments. If someone argues just for the sake of argument, they are actually, they get a special type of unhappiness. So, but sincere hearing with faith actually can counteract that. In one lecture I was hearing, there was one such person, Prabhupada was giving lecture, I think in USA. So one person was continuously arguing, just in the middle of lecture. He was disturbing and all the devotees were getting angry. So then he was arguing, and then, you know, Brahmanand Prabhu was very strong and massive looking. So he came like this near him, and Prabhupada said very softly, "He can kill you." And that man just got stunned and he just stopped. And then later after the lecture, devotees were saying, "Oh, he was offending this, that, and he was so offensive. What will, you know, he, what result he will get?" But then Prabhupada said, "We should forgive him. We can forgive him." So that was his move. Of course, Prabhupada understood that one who is arguing, he is actually in distress. He is very, very distressed. So one, if he hears with faith, that sort of distress also goes. All the distresses, they go away by this hearing about Krishna's attributes. So all the Krishna's attributes are so attractive. His form, his qualities. If we hear about that, it just captures our mind. These different Actually, we just capture the mind, and throughout the day then we can't do much. We can just think of Krishna. So that's the problem of gopis. They say, oh, we can't forget Krishna. So because they're constantly hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna. So if we also just follow in their footsteps, then we also cannot forget Krishna. So his beauty is so amazing. It is said that Krishna lotus flower is very beautiful. So it is said there are, within his body, you can compare the 8 lotuses within Krishna's body. So what are the 8 lotuses, the comparisons? His face, lotus, the face is like a lotus. And then his 2 eyes, like petals of lotus. Then, so that's 4. Then there are 2 hands and 2 feet, lotus feet. So beautiful, Krishna's whole body. Even Kunti Maharani prays Namo Pankaj Nabhaya, Namo Pankaj Maline, Namo Pankaj Netraya, Namaste Pankaj Anari. So she prays also. So such beautiful person, if we just hear about him, so we'll be captured actually, fully captured. And then we can actually, it becomes easy to remember Krishna. So this by hearing about Krishna, initially we may feel, oh, there are so many restrictions and the 4 regulatory principles, you know. Other people seem very free, they can do anything, you know, we feel very bound. But actually it's not bondage, it's real freedom. So in Bhagavad Gita it is, there's a verse in 2nd chapter which says, Rag Dvesh Vimaktaisu Vishyan Indriyashiran Atma Vashya Vidayatma Prasadam Adigachati. This word prasadam is used there in Bhagavad Gita. So what is prasadam? Mercy of Krishna. Of course, the remnants of Krishna is one form of mercy. So it's very attractive. Who is not attractive to the mercy? Everyone wants mercy. But everything in Krishna consciousness is actually mercy, prasadam. So like that. So how do we obtain this prasadam or mercy? So there is a Rag Dvesh Vimaktaisu. If we are free from this attachment or and aversion to material things. Attachment and aversion are both sides of one coin, 2 sides of one coin. So we should be totally free. And by controlling these senses, by following these regulative principles, so there is the word uses Vidayatma. One who follows regulated freedom. So this is a very strange word, regulated freedom. So, you know, either you are free or not free. You know, what is like restrictive freedom is like. But this is the beauty of Krishna conscious process, that if we follow these basic restrictions, then actually we become really free. Within, otherwise externally it looks very simple, you know. These 4 are basically this Kali Yuga. These are the 4 things people are doing: meat eating, intoxication, and so on. If they say, okay, don't do this, means they are totally, they say we are bound or we can't do anything actually. But no, actually, Bhagavad Gita says no. Actually, if you follow these regulative principles, then prasadam adigachiti, you get full mercy of Lord. And then prasade sarva dukkhanam hani rasya upajayate. By getting this mercy of Krishna, then you get all this distress is destroyed, all the unhappiness that we have is destroyed. So that's the real standard. If we get mercy of Krishna by following his rules, then actually we can be really happy. So here Narada Muni's example, we see how when he saw Krishna for a moment, he was totally amazed. So he reached that level, that by following all the rules and regulations and following the bhakti process, he reached that level that he actually saw Krishna. And then he left. And then he was in pain. So that pain is actually desirable. So it is said the love in separation is actually highest. Called Vipra Lamba Seva, Vipra Lamba, the separation. So that's the mystery actually. That's the mystery of Krishna consciousness, that how this separation is actually very desirable and joyful. So this is we have to understand. So in Krishna's pastimes, when he was about to leave this planet, so Uddhava, he was the topmost. If he said his devotion was so much, he actually looked like Krishna. Because always he was seeing Krishna, thinking about Krishna. And he was also related to him. He only wore clothes which were worn by Krishna before. Always took his remnants. So his mood of devotion was very exalted. So he was feeling much separation that, oh, Krishna is about to leave. So he also showed this love in separation. But Krishna actually, once he sent him to Vrindavan, and there actually when Uddhava saw that, oh, actually my love is nothing in comparison to the love of Vrajavasis. So he saw this, and especially gopis. So he saw they were totally mad in separation. So there he saw actual standard of love in separation. So there is this chapter, the song, the Bhramara Gita, the song of the bumblebee. So there Radharani, she thought the bumblebee is the messenger, and she was talking in total madness in separation. She was talking to the bumblebee. So there Uddhava saw that, oh, what is this love of separation actually. So it's very desirable actually to develop this love of separation. And all the acharyas, they have different, they had this mode also. Madhavendra Puri, while passing away from this world, he was totally in separation. He was lying down on the bed and he was just totally in separation from Krishna. Oh, when will I be able to see Krishna? So all the acharyas are also exhibiting this like that. And actually, even when Krishna was there, so it is so desirable, it said, when Radharani and Krishna are together, Radharani would be thinking of the moments of separation while they are together. And gopis cursed, they were cursing Brahma that, what sort of creator are you? You have made this eyelids. Because if you blink, there is a momentary separation from Krishna. So that's, they can't bear that separation. When Krishna goes to forest with all the cowherd boys, so all the other residents, they feel separation. It's not long, you know, they come back every day in the evening. But still, they feel a lot of separation. And in this world, if you see, all the suffering that we are feeling is basically because of separation of Krishna. We don't have Krishna. People don't have Krishna. That's why they are suffering. Krishna, in one sense, he never leaves. He is so kind. He accompanies the conditioned soul within the heart as super soul. He is always there. But still they, and actually it is said, everyone is serving Krishna. Everyone is serving Krishna and seeing Krishna. But some know, some don't know. And those who don't know are actually in material distress. Because nothing is separate from Krishna. Everything is Krishna and his energy. But some, those who don't know about this, they are in actually real distress. So we must tell them about this Krishna conscious philosophy. And then we get more we spread Krishna consciousness, more Krishna consciousness conscious we become actually. This is the trick. More we give Krishna, more we get Krishna. It's very simple. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if we see, this is also like a cry of separation actually. So when we are chanting every day, so this is actually in separation. The ideal chanting is in separation. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who exhibited, he came in a role of an ideal devotee of Krishna. And he said the Yuga Dharma is chanting of holy name, congregational chanting. So this chanting is in mode of separation, that, oh, where is Krishna? Please engage me in your service. So that's in total separation. So Prabhupada also says that this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is like a cry of a child or mother. If a child is there, if you know he has different toys, he's playing, so he just calls his mother, who is maybe cooking in the kitchen. He just, you know, shouts once, but the mother doesn't come. She knows, oh, he's just, you know, he's just busy with other things. Then he cries again and she doesn't come. But when actually the child doesn't want anything else, no other toy, no other candy, he just wants mother, then he actually cries with full intensity. Then mother comes running. So that is the real chanting. It is said if we don't have this longing for Krishna, then what is the motive for Krishna to come to us? We say, oh, we've been chanting for so long, can't see Krishna, don't feel full Krishna consciousness. That means we don't have this longing for Krishna. We are happy with these other toys of this material world. These other relationships, which are, of course, devotees develop these devotee relationships with devotees, these loving, six loving exchanges. To develop, actually, to satisfy the heart, these loving exchanges have to be there. So that's why even in material sense, these materialists, it's very exciting actually to know, to develop a relationship with someone. You know, to know a person, to know his or her qualities, it's very exciting. But it doesn't satisfy, they get bored after some time. But Krishna is very special, Krishna and his devotees. If we know more and more about Krishna, it just gets fresher and fresher. We want to know more. That's why here also it's exhibiting that Vyasadeva, he came to know about Narad Muni, who is a pure devotee of Krishna, and now he wants to know more. So he's asking. Paprachha, he asked again. So this excitement about Krishna and his devotees keeps increasing, and we never get satisfied, we just keep getting the nectar. Swadhu, swadhu, pade, pade, the verse that we taste this nectar at each step. As we hear more and more, we taste that more and more, like that. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So we must apply very nicely the time we are devoting. If we devote it with attention, then we can develop this attraction for Krishna and his devotees and the topics relating to them. So we can confirm all. Like if we ask, okay, you know, if we ask some devotee, it's very exciting actually how you joined, came to Krishna consciousness. If you ask, each devotee has a very beautiful story. It's very exciting to know because it's related to Krishna. And same other activities of a devotee. You want to know what happened, oh, this senior devotee, what they did, oh, this preaching, like that. It's very attractive to know. So we have to follow in the footsteps of these devotees and follow the system of Krishna. So I'll stop there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed.
One comment and one question. The comment that you were discussing very well, Rupa Goswami described these eight stages. I don't know whether you mentioned about station of sadhus. So, Shraddha, Bhajan Kriya, Anandravritti, then Asakti, Bhav, Prem. So, those stay very nicely described. Bhakti Rasamrita. We go through that's very important to know how we develop. And then Krishna Karshani, how Krishna gets attracted so much to the devotee. My question was. From Gandharva stage, how Naraji carried on? You want to tell us a little bit?
Oh, what I can remember is I think Gopal Nishu was giving the whole story in one of his classes. He was a Gandharva, very attractive, and he was a good singer, so he used to sing mundane songs not related to Krishna. And in one assembly he got very proud, he was singing such songs, and I think that was assembly of Prajapatis, and they got very angry and they cursed him. Is that right? Yeah, something like that. Because of the curse he...
Somebody cursed Naraji?
Yeah, the Prajapati.
Who was the person cursed?
Prajapatis, is it?
Yeah, one of the Prajapatis.
Any other question or comment? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gopi Mandi.